Good morning. Pastor Phil is making his way to the front.
No, he's not.
He's saying hi and hugging people.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God, praise God. We're just thankful for God's goodness, amen? And we're thankful here for his touch on our lives. And we are thankful for his mercy, amen? That it's renewed every day and that he takes time to let us grow and that he loves us no matter where we're at and he's with us through every step of the way, amen? And so we're just thankful this morning and we just want to worship God. So just have a good time and worship him and give him your heart this morning. So he can touch us in many ways. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Testimony.
Yeah. And there's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. And I'm not afraid to show you my weakness, my failures and flaws. Lord, you've seen them all, and you still call me friend. Is the God of the valley, and there's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again.
Spirit yesterday, and it reminded me of the song. So I was listening to the song, and I'm like, okay, God, if you want me to share this tomorrow, then you will play this song. So here we are. I'm going to be obedient. I'm sorry I didn't write this down. So God said, I have newness for you. I have a new season for you. And he wasn't just talking to me. He's talking to his church, his body. I have a new season for you, and it is right in front of you, and you can step into it anytime you choose. But before you do, you have to leave the ashes of your yesterday behind you. Let the dead bury the dead. In my mind, I could see people still scooping the ashes of what used to be in their life into these urns and putting them in a backpack and carrying them through life. And they try to keep knitting together these ashes of yesterday, but it doesn't work because it keeps slipping through your fingers because it's dead, it's dry, it's not meant to go into your tomorrow. You can walk into your newness at any point in time, but you have to take the urns of yesterday and set them at the foot of the cross. Amen.
Without reservation, God, if I burn out. Each moment I'm breathing, each moment I'm giving. God, if I live, I live for you. And I love your presence, you're my obsession. God, if I live, I live for you.
This is my nephew's favorite song, to the point where he started to ask for it the minute he would step in the car. I started to listen and really pay attention, and I wondered, I said, well, God, how would he know? Because he comes to church when he's with us, but he doesn't really go to church a lot. He doesn't really, I mean, he's four. And God said, when I set my presence, you know it. And he said, it's just that simple. We complicate the things of the Spirit so much that we tend to make it so hard for ourselves just to walk into his presence. If a four-year-old can ask for a song because he knows, and he walks into the presence of that song and the Holy Ghost hits him to the point where he's singing this song and the music ain't even on. He's singing it, trying to get my mom to play it. Even after he's done sung it 45 times and she's tired of it, he's sitting there, starts singing at the top of his lungs, saying, hello, the Spirit is still here. Put it on and let me get back in the Holy Ghost. If a four-year-old can step in the presence to that extent, what's stopping us?
Fresh fire, sing it for yourself. I want a fresh, fresh fire.
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. The Lord is good all the time. Amen.
Amen. All the time.
Hallelujah.
He is good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just feel the refreshing of God coming on us. Amen. I feel his strength and his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I didn't even know they were going to do that new song today. But it'll pertain to my message just a little bit.
Linda hears from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is so good.
Yes, he is. Praise the Lord.
I love it when I hear us just worship him together.
Yeah,
one
amen.
Voice, one heartbeat going straight up to the Lord. There's
yes.
nothing.
Amen.
Man, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. So we've got a marriage seminar that's going on, not we here, but in Urbana this Friday night at 7. There's going to be basically the campus pastors, and then Pastor Randy and Pastor Nicole are going to be doing the marriage seminar. So it's going to start in Urbana, and then the following Friday, it's going to be at the main campus in Bodkins. And if we have enough interest in it, I've asked them to set as a date. They haven't yet, but I want to make sure. Do we have enough interest in the marriage conference that we would have people come out here to bring the whole crew over here?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to do it.
Yep.
Amen. Okay, we'll set that date, and we'll let you know what that date is. So it's Pastor Kylan and Margot Boozer, and it's Pastor Rick and Pastor Lynn. I know her name, I promise. I know her name. And then Pastor Randy and Nicole, and then us.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So it's going to be fun. And then we have the men's breakfast coming up
amen.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
And so don't miss that.
Yep. It's going to be a blessing. And we're going to go to the plaza.
You're going to have to take JJ with you.
Praise God.
Amen. You know what?
That's a good assignment for Philip.
You know what? One of these days, these grandkids are really going to understand it's me who loves them more than anything. Because I'm the one that wants to see them all the time.
Yeah.
And then two people in our household, which will remain nameless because they might have the same name, complain every single time they're coming. But.
Yeah, amen.
The details.
Yeah.
Praise God. I have great grandbabies. They do get on my nerves too, but I love them so much I don't care.
Amen.
That's when you know you really love somebody.
Hallelujah.
They
praise
get on
God.
Your nerves so bad, and you have such, and there's so many icks that they do that just drive you nuts, but you're like, I wouldn't trade them for anybody else.
Hey, we had a good moment this morning because we got here, and we were sitting out in the parking lot. And I said, honey, where's the church keys? And she said, I don't know. And what was so funny was she emptied her entire purse looking for them and looking all over for the church keys. And we were sitting out there looking, and all of a sudden I reached in my pocket and said, oh, I got them. Praise God.
There's my world, people. There's my world.
So you want a good lovely moment. That was a good moment. Praise the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. She just took it in stride. Amen. Praise God. That's what will happen after 30 years of being together. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's a good thing. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and let the children go to children's church at this time. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So they can have a good time with Pastor Jared and the team, and it's just going to be great for them. Hallelujah. They're going to learn about the goodness of God. Amen. And then for us, we're going to take just a few minutes to take up the offering. And this month, you know, this is a month of love. Amen. Happy Valentine's Day, babe. Woo. Is it early for Valentine's? Hallelujah. But this is the month of love. And one thing I want to say is that God loves us. Amen. And when we get the opportunity to worship him through tithes and offerings, it's an opportunity for us to join with him in a way that only he can touch our lives and touch our situation. Amen? And it says that the Lord will rebuke the devourer on your behalf, and he will open up the windows of heaven for you. Amen? And he will protect your seed. Amen? And he will pour you out blessing that you don't have room enough to contain. Amen? And the goodness of God follows us and touches us. So when we get an opportunity to give, we ought to take that opportunity. Amen? because we want to be like him. Amen. And he taught us from the beginning because he gave his only begotten son. Amen. So this morning when we get to join together with tithes and offerings, let's just be blessed at the goodness of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray that your hand of blessing would be upon your people today, Father God. And Lord, I thank you for touching each of us, Father God. And Lord, I thank you that as people give today, you're going to protect them. You're going to rebuke the devourer. You're going to bless them, Father. And Lord, they're going to see your goodness in every way, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you open up the windows of heaven for your people, Father God. And Lord, that you touch them in such a way that other people will notice your hand upon their life. And Lord, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We just want to thank God for his goodness. Amen. We want to thank God for him touching lives today and touching people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you were able to be with us on Thursday night with Brother Mark Dunphy. And that was a great time in the Lord. And a great message, amen? And he talked about the anointing, amen? And we were talking last week about the house of God and how the Lord said that his house would be a house of prayer, amen? And his house would be a house where there's love and there's compassion and where there's healing, amen? And the anointing of God is with us today, amen? And I tell you what, that the Lord wants to touch you so much that when you go out into the world, that people notice it, amen? And that who you are as a Christian burns like a light and puts a touch on people's lives, amen? And so that's why I was so excited about that song, because that song was just touching some things that I want to talk to you about today. Once salvation comes upon us, how we should burn for Jesus, amen? And how we're supposed to be a light unto him. But before I do that, I want to just touch base on a few things that we went over last week because I think they're critical. And we talked about that this is going to be a year of recovery, amen? The Bible says that when the thief be found, he must pay back sevenfold, amen? And I just believe that in these last couple years, it's been such a strenuous season on the body of Christ and the world in general that people have been stolen from, amen? And the Lord himself wants to restore unto us and bring good things back into our life, amen? And so I just want you to be people that are blessed, and I want you to be people that know that God is on your side, amen? And he's with you to turn things around and to bless your life and to touch you, amen? And so God has prepared some things that we said last week are in the house of God, amen? And just like we as pastors come in here every week and we give you our best and we're preaching the gospel and we're with you faithfully every week, but God does add to us apostles, teachers, prophets, and evangelists to help us out, amen? And so that was what was powerful about Brother Mark Dunphy being here is because he's a pastor's evangelist, amen? And he's an evangelist for our house, amen? That's why when he comes, his word touches us, amen? Because he's knit connected to us in the spirit, amen? And so what we want to do going forward is we want to make sure that as a house and as a body of Christ that we're connected one to another, amen? And that we are the best toe that we can be, we're the best ear that we can be, we're the best backbone that we can be, we're the best of ourselves, amen? And I want you to know that each and every one of you have gifts to offer to the church, amen? Some of you have things in you that we need. Amen? All of us do. Every one of us has gifts that we can give to the body of Christ. And we thank God for all the talents and for all the groups of people that help us here with Children's Church, with worship, with the cleaning crew, with maintenance, with all the good things and decorating and all the good things that are done here. We thank you for that. And we also look for more people to be involved and more people to help out. And if you have a burning desire to be involved in something, just let us know. Amen. Because we want you to be involved. Amen. And we want you to be touched by God. And we want you to be able to do some things and just be fulfilled as the people of Christ. Amen. And so we're just going to look at some things here based upon what pertains to the church. And in the church of God, we taught last week on how it should be a place of healing. It should be a place of prayer. It should be a place where we can confide in each other. And I also want you to know that the church of God should be a house of healing. Amen. And it should be a house of salvation. Amen. So we're going to look here at what the Bible says in the book of Ephesians. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2. And it says this in verse 8. It says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Amen. And what I want you to know is that each and every one of us has been saved by God's grace. Amen. And I want you to know that the house of God is a house of prayer and a place where we can grow one to another. Amen. And that each one of us is changed from glory to glory. And this morning, I want you to know that if you have been a long time on your walk or a short time on your walk, I want you to know that not only is there room for you here, but God is growing you right here in this house. Amen. And he loves you. And there's nothing you can do to stop the goodness or the love of God. Amen. And I want you to know something, that's why the Bible says that there's no condemnation for them who are in Christ Jesus, amen? Because it was the work of God that saved us, amen? And we don't have to be condemned and under condemnation, amen? And it doesn't matter if we read every day this week or if we prayed every hour this week like we were supposed to, God still loves you, amen? And he gives you room to grow, amen? And it doesn't matter how many times you start over with God, amen? It's just important that you start, amen, and that we pick ourselves up right where we're at, and we let God love on us and move us towards him, amen. And as the body of Christ, this is how we should be one to another, amen. The Bible says that if you find your brother in a fault, restore him quickly, amen. It doesn't say speak a lot of condemnation over him. It doesn't say put your foot on his neck. It doesn't say make him pay the price for being missing and being gone and all that kind of stuff. It says restore him as quickly as possible so we can get back to the race that's at hand. Amen. And that race is that each one of us are headed towards heaven and each one of us want to make it there. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know why, but there's been this old song in me from my Baptist days, and it's called a song that they sing, "Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King." Hallelujah. And that song has just been on me. "Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we're going to see the King." And so I want us to live each day of our life with the remembrance that we're going to go see the King, amen? And that when we get to the Lord's house, I don't know how it's going to happen, but he says that in his house, there's many mansions there, amen? He says that in his house, he's made a place for each one of us, amen? And I have this crazy dream that when I get to heaven, I'm going to be able to be like Jesus and come through walls. Amen. And some of these mornings, you guys are just going to know that, oh no, Pastor Phil is coming to our house and you guys are going to have to prepare a place at the table with me because I'm just going to be able to come through your wall and visit with you. Amen. Now, I don't know if that's how it's really going to be, but I'm hoping it is, amen, because I would love that opportunity to be able to visit with each one of you, and I know that we're going to know each other in heaven. I do know that, amen? And so I want you to know that as a body of Christ, God joins you together for a purpose, amen? And in this house, the Lord wants you to develop some relationships, amen? And he wants you to have a church family within your family, amen? And there should be people that you join yourself so closely with that you pray together with them, that you spend time with them, and that you just find people to rejoice with, amen? And you find people to sojourn with, amen? And you should find those people right within the house that you're a part of, amen? Because God has anointed us to be together, amen? And brotherly love is one thing that it says in the book of John, we shall be known for our love, amen? And we should be known as a house that offers people salvation, amen? And in that salvation, I want you to know that it's meant for us to let you know that Jesus Christ is Lord, amen? And that he is Savior, amen? And that he shed his blood for each one of us, amen? And I want you to know that just like we received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, this is the way that we can receive all of his promises, amen? Just like we said, Lord, I believe that Jesus went to the cross for me and has forgiven me of my sins. Just like that is how we need to embrace the promises of God, amen? Because we want the promises of God to be predominant in our life, amen? Because we do know that the Bible says that every knee will bow, amen? And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, amen? And we want to do that now while we're in the land of the living, amen? And while we have that opportunity to serve him and love him and be a part of what he has for us, we just want to do that now, amen? And we want to make sure that as the body of Christ, that we are a church that preaches salvation, amen? And that we are a church that believes that people can come to the Lord anytime, amen? And so I want you to know that you can come to the Lord anytime, and the Lord will help you and keep you and love you, amen? And the Lord will keep his promise to who you are, and I want you to know that that means that you can be a brand new creature in Christ, amen? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen? And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen? To which that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Amen? And have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God had beseeched you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Amen? Now I want you to know something, that you have the power to help people come to Jesus. I want you to know that each and every one of us are going to come across people that can be impacted by us to help them find the Lord, amen? And I want you to know that it might be someone at work, it might be a neighbor, it might be someone you meet at the grocery store, but God's going to bring you into contact with people that you can help come to the Lord, amen? So I want you to be a vessel that is on fire for the Lord, amen? I want you to be someone that burns for the Lord, because as you carry his torch, people will see it, amen? And people will see in you something that makes them ask you why you have hope according to the word of God. Amen? According to the Bible, the Lord says that people will be able to see something in you that causes them to know that you have a hope that's beyond where they're at. Amen? And this is something that you should be able to carry for people. Amen? And that as a Christian, and as part of the body of Christ, it should be something in you as a new creature that lets you help reconcile people to the Lord. Amen? You are an ambassador for him, amen? That means you represent him, amen? That means that when God expects someone to know him, he's expecting them to know you. Uh-oh. Did you hear what I said? When the Lord is expecting someone to know him, he's expecting them to know you. You are the one who who's going to help people see Jesus. So I'm praying that we are a body of Christ that's not ashamed of the gospel. Amen. I'm praying that we are a people that will speak Jesus to the world. Amen. I'm praying that we're a people that when we go to work, we don't hide out to try to look like everybody else. That we don't keep ourselves quiet and we don't want people to know that we're a Christian. We don't want people to know that we go to church. We don't want people to think we're strange. We don't want people to think that we're one of those peculiar, unique, strange people. Amen. Listen, people know I'm peculiar and strange. Amen. And you guys are laughing, but so are you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want you to know something, that the Lord wants you to be who you are. Amen. The Lord has redeemed you from the curse of the law because he's proud of you. Amen. I mean, the Lord wants you to represent him. Amen. When you get saved, he made you a new creature, and he's not looking to the left or the right of you. He's looking at you to represent him. See, the devil lies to us sometimes. He tries to let us know that we're worthless, amen? That we're not worthy. And he tries to make us embarrassed of ourselves, amen? And he tries to make us think of everything we don't have, amen? I want you to know that that's all lies from the pit of hell, amen? I want you to know that you have everything that you need to have, amen? And that you are equipped with God's goodness and his love on your life, amen? I want you to know that you are perfect, amen? You are complete. That doesn't mean that we don't have flaws and we don't have weaknesses, but it means that we are complete in God, amen? And as a complete person in God, we have what it takes to help touch the world, amen? And God has an expectation that you will help him win the lost, amen? And so I want you to know something. Your prayers make a difference. You know, I like to think of a three-string chord of prayer, the word, and fasting, amen? But I want you to know something. Your prayers make a difference, amen? Listen, when God puts you in contact with someone, make sure that you pray for them, amen? Sometimes people will ask you to pray for them, amen? Make sure that you know that your words are important enough that you can pray for someone, amen? Listen, if someone asks you to be praying for them, whether they're saved or not, they're led by God to do that. Amen? They wouldn't be asking you to pray for them if God didn't put it on their heart, amen? And when they trust you with prayer, I want you to have the boldness and the confidence to know that God put you in that position so that your prayers will mean something when you release them, amen? God's put you in that position because your prayers can touch heaven, amen? I want you to know that sometimes the devil will try to make you feel condemned, and the devil will try to make you feel like it's you, that you're the problem, that you can't, and that people aren't going to be touched because you're not enough. I want you to know that's a lie from the pit of hell, amen? I want you to know that you are enough, amen? You're more than enough, amen? You're a new creature, amen? And you have in you what it takes to be loved of God and to be what God wants you to be. Amen? And so I want each and every one of us to just put on a new mantle of boldness. Amen? We're not being bold in ourselves. Amen? We're going to be bold in Christ. Amen? We're going to boast in him. Amen? And we're going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen? Remember, Jesus says that I give you strength. Amen? That we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Amen? And if we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength, it means that we shouldn't be doing nothing without him. Amen? That he should be a part of every part of our life. Amen? I don't want you to think that you're strong enough to go to work by yourself. Now, you can work on your own energy and strength, but it would behoove you to work on the Lord's strength. Amen? Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Amen? And it would behoove you to let the Lord work within you. Amen? Because you are a brand new creature in Christ. Amen? And you have the power of reconciliation in you, and you are an ambassador for Christ. That means you represent him in every way, shape, and form. Amen? And the goodness of God is on your life. Amen? I want you to know that God's house should be a house of restoration. Amen. God's house should be a house of recovery. God's house should be a house of salvation and victory for people. Amen. And in that salvation, there should be those who are saved and getting saved. Amen. And there should be a house where God can send people in to be touched by his love. Amen. And I just want to read something to you in the book of Romans. And in Romans chapter 6, it just says this in verse 21. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For of the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants of God, you have your fruit unto holiness and to end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Isn't it powerful to know that the wages of sin are death? I mean, if we spend our life without the Lord, we know where we're going to end up. Amen. And that's no place for us. Amen. Especially when the Lord has made a way out of that for us. Amen. Says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we thank God that through accepting and receiving Jesus Christ, you can have eternal life. Amen. And that when we accept him and receive him as Lord and Savior, the Lord just comes upon us and he begins to touch us. Amen. And I like the fact that the house of God should be a place of salvation. Amen. And a place of loving the Lord. Amen. But I want you to know something. That if he's going to be Savior, he has to be Lord. Amen. I mean, Luke 6:46 says, why callest me Lord and doeth not the things that I say? And I want you to know something today, that it's critical for us that the Lord is not just Savior, but he is Lord. Amen. It's one thing to say, well, the Lord has saved me and I've been forgiven. That's one thing. It's another thing to say, well, Savior and Lord, not only have I been forgiven, but now I follow him. Now I'm a disciple of his. Now I read my word and I pray and I try to live my life in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Now listen to me. God has patience for us. And he has kindness for us. Amen. He's not disappointed in us when we struggle. He's not disappointed in us when we have a hard time. Amen. But he does want to love us into that point where we are walking after him and we are following him as Lord. Amen. That we are living our life for him. Amen. That when we get up in the morning, we're not just about ourselves, but we want to know what can we accomplish for the Lord today. Amen. We want to make sure that when we walk with the Lord, that a part of our daily routine is that we want to please him. Amen. It should be important to you to know that Jesus is watching you. Amen. It should be important to you to know that you're walking in relationship with the Lord. Amen. I want you to know that when I live my life, I try to live like the Lord is right next to me. Amen. Because he is. Amen. He's the God that's with us. Amen. He's in our heart. Amen. And we're never alone. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we live our life with the Lord being right with us. Amen. And that means that just like I pay attention to Pastor Regina's voice, and just like I pay attention to my wife's voice, and I want to please her. Amen. Well, most of the time. Most of the time. I attempt my very best. Hallelujah. I still get yelled at sometimes when I don't cook soon enough. Praise God. But anyhow, I want you to know that as I listen to her, it's the same way I want to have my life open to hear God. Amen. And I want to do that better than I do anybody. Amen. I want to make sure that the one I please the most is the Lord. Amen. And I want to make sure that I'm pleasing him. Why? Because if I focus on the Lord, then everything else gets better. If I focus on Jesus as Christ and Lord of my life, and I focus on loving him and living for him, then guess what? He will give me the help to do everything else I need to do. Amen. He will give me help to love Regina right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. According to her, I need lots of help. Amen. Hallelujah. But he'll give me help to be a good father. Amen. He will give me an anointing to be who I am in him. Amen. I want you to know that the Lord wants to anoint you and touch you, each and every one of us. Amen. And he wants us to be blessed. And he wants us to have his gifts flowing through us. He wants us to have his touch on our life. Amen. I want you to know that I believe the house of God is a place for you to grow. Amen. And that the house of God is a place to help strengthen you. Amen. The Bible says this, that we have to study to show ourselves approved. Amen. And what that means is that each and every one of us are going to be judged on our own actions. Amen. Each and every one of us has a right to present to the Lord a lifestyle that's pleasing to him. Amen. Now, not only do we have a right, we have a responsibility. Amen. We have a responsibility to present to the Lord the best of ourselves. And it should be something that's in us that we want the best of ourselves to be presented to the Lord. Amen. Remember, Paul the Apostle said that I pray that I walk out my course, that when I finish it, that I please the Lord. Amen. And I tell you what, that I pray each and every one of us hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. I pray that for us, and I pray that often for us, that as a church, each and every one of us has a testimony that we please the Lord. And I pray that you, each and every one of you, would find your place in life where you are pleasing God. Amen. And where you are doing your best so that you can hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. And I want you to know something. These are things that nobody can take from you. The devil can't steal that from you. The devil can't touch your relationship with God. Amen. Other people can't touch your relationship with God. Amen. I want you to know something, that's something that you own, and that's something that you have a right to possess, and that's something that God will help you with. Amen. And I tell you what, we don't have to be ashamed of the body of Christ. Amen. And we definitely don't want to be ashamed of the gospel. Amen. We want to make sure that gospel is well spoken in our hearts and in our home and in our life. Amen. Because we have a right to it, and we want God to be pleased with us and pleased with who we are. Amen. I want to just read something here for you. Praise God. In the book of John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Amen. I want you to know something. The Word of God is critical to our life. Amen. And I tell you what, when I was preaching this message, I thought, Lord, I'm just repeating things that people already know. And he said, Philip, it's good for them to hear it. Amen. Sometimes it's good for us to go back to the basics and back to the ground rules and back to remembering what's most important. Amen. And I tell you what, in the beginning was the Word. Amen. And I want you to know the power of God and the Word of God. Amen. I want you to grab a hold of these scriptures and let them bring spirit and life to you. Amen. Sometimes the devil beats us up so much that we forget that God is the God of healing. Sometimes the devil beats us up so much that we forget that he doesn't have a right to touch our marriage or to touch our lives or to touch our relationships. Amen. We forget sometimes that what his word says is his word. Amen. And that his word will heal us, and his word will bless us, and his word will keep us. Amen. And I tell you what, sometimes the devil lets us grow weary because things last longer than we thought they were. And we're in battles longer than we expected to be in battles. But I want you to know something, that this morning, I don't want your faith to wear thin, and I don't want you to back down or back up, because God says he will heal us. Amen. And his word is true. Praise God. Hallelujah. He will bless us, amen. He will bring us through some things, and he will make us victorious in the end of every battle, amen. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us from them all. Amen. Not just once or two of them, but He'll deliver us from them all. Amen. And so sometimes we just have to go back to the foundation of believing that God will do what God has promised us He will do. Amen. That God will bring us out. Amen. That God will bring us forth. Amen. That God is a God of blessing. God is a God of bringing us to expected ends and to places of victory. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We need to just be thankful that God's goodness is on our life. Amen. And we need to be thankful that God will bring us through every aspect of this thing called life. Amen. I thank God that He knew that life was not going to be easy. I mean, He understood that it was going to take the cross. Amen. And I tell you what, He did something beyond ourselves. Amen. When He let Jesus suffer on the cross, He let Jesus do something that we were not capable of. Amen. And I tell you what, sometimes I used to wonder, why was the cross so rough? Why did He have to take the lashes on His back? Amen. Why the nails in His hands? Amen. Why did it have to sit there and that He was on that cross for those days and that He was suffering like He was suffering? Why did He have to go all the way? Because life is all the way. Amen. We're born into this world, and one day we'll have to leave this world. And in between, there's battles, and there's difficulties, and there's things that the Lord knew that we would be facing, amen? And some of those things are harder than we expected them to be, amen? Some of us, if I ask for a raising of hands and I'm not, every one of us could tell us a time where they went through something or faced something that was more difficult than anything they ever thought would be, amen? And that we have faced some things and some difficulties, and the Lord knew that difficulties would be a part of this life. Amen? And He knew that it was going to take His help and His strength to bring us through this thing called life. Amen? So Jesus went to the cross to prove to us that He was willing to go where it meant, where He had to go to help us come through this thing called life. Amen? And the Bible says that we're changed from glory to glory, amen? And it means that each time and each day we can grow in the Lord, amen? That we can grow in His goodness, amen? And that we can learn from things, amen? And that we can learn about His goodness and we can learn about His blessing, amen? And I want you to know something, that the Lord wants you to learn that He is the God that never gives up. He never stops. He never slumbers. Amen. The Bible says that He knows the thoughts He has towards us. Amen. Good thoughts to bring us to an expected outcome. Amen. And I want you to know something today, that when God looks at each and every one of you, He's ready to finish this journey with you. Amen. The Bible says that He is the author and the finisher of our faith. The Bible says that He doesn't begin something unless He's ready to finish it. Amen? It says that we can be confident that Him who began a good work in you is faithful to finish it. Amen? Amen. And we don't have to guess. We don't have to wonder if He will. We don't have to question if God's going to be with us. He's promised us that He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen? And I tell you what, if He began your faith, He's faithful to finish it. Amen? And I tell you what, I believe that we are coming into a finishing season. Amen? I believe that we're no longer at the beginning of our faith. Amen? I believe that we're at a point in a time where God is going to bring recovery, strength, and just start doing some things for us. Amen? And He's going to add to us. Amen? He's going to add to us spiritually, and He's going to add to us physically. Amen? And He's going to add His goodness to our life. Amen. Because He is a God of more than enough. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's a God of goodness. Amen. And He's the God who has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Amen. I want you to know something, that God loves each and every one of us. Amen. And I tell you what, I was going to go ahead and preach on another thing that I think is important in the body of Christ, and that is that we have an opportunity in the church to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen? And we have an opportunity in the church to be touched with God's presence. Amen? And so we're going to start there next week. Amen? And we're just going to preach there on that subject, because I just want to make sure that we just finish up today thinking about God's goodness. Thinking about the fact that he began something in us. And he's going to be faithful to finish it. Amen? And I pray that if you've been discouraged, that this just breaks that off of you. Amen? I pray if the enemy's been beating you down and trying to get you to be discouraged and trying to get you to wonder why and to get you to just stop your faith, I pray that this message starts to bring you out of that. Amen? Because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's not going to stop till we finish our course. Amen? He's going to be with us every day till we finish. Amen? And he will bless us every day till we finish. Amen? I tell you what, until the Lord comes back or we go up to heaven, amen, God's going to be with us. Amen? And he's going to touch our life. Amen? And he's going to be the one who helps us come through everything that we're facing. Amen? And he's not ever going to leave us alone. Amen? I thank you that the Bible says that when Jesus was born, he was born Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Amen? And he's with you right now. Amen? He's not way up there. He's not way over there. I tell you what, he's touching people in every other nation today, but he's right here with us. Amen? And he's right here by our side and in us. Amen? And he's doing what he does. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I got a song in my spirit.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord just wants to bless us today. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we just want to follow God. Amen. We just want to do what the Lord wants us to do. Amen. We want to be available for his goodness. Amen. God wants to touch our life. Amen. And he wants to make sure that he just anoints us and appoints us. Amen. Because that is who he is. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Yes.
Look what the Lord has done.
Come on.
He healed my body. He touched my heart. He saved me just in time. Oh, I'm going to praise his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him.
Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He set me just in time. Oh, I'm gonna praise his name. Each day is just the same. Come on and praise him.
Look what the Lord has done. Amen. Praise God.
Are you looking at your life and saying, God, I don't know how you did it. I don't even know really when you did it. I just noticed that I've just been walking, and all of a sudden my walk is a little bit lighter than it was before.
Amen. Praise
God. And Lord,
God.
That's not hurting like it was before.
Amen. Praise God.
Whether it be emotional, physical, it doesn't matter.
Amen.
That doesn't sting like it did before. As a matter of fact, when I hear it or when I do something, I kind of feel good.
Amen.
It doesn't bring me back to the place it once brought me back to.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord. I'm not falling down. My legs, it's supporting me.
Amen.
Look at that, Lord. My brain don't think the way it used to.
Amen.
My brain thinks the way you want it to.
Amen. Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Oh, here we go.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Boy, the Lord is worthy of praise, isn't he? Amen. The Lord has healed us and blessed us. Amen. And he's done a strong work in us. Amen. And he's ready to do more. Amen. I tell you what, we're going to see God's goodness. Amen. In the land of the living. Amen. We're going to see God's goodness on this house. We're not going to stop praising the Lord till the Lord returns. Amen. And he's going to bless us. Amen. And he's going to continue to do his work in our life. Amen. So I thank God for each and every one of you. And I thank you for being here this morning. Amen. And we just want to go in the peace of God. Amen. And the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And so I want you to know that I'll be here to pray with anybody that needs prayer. But I just want you to be blessed. Amen. And I want you to have a good, good day. And I want you to have a great week in the Lord. Amen. Because God is good. Give the Lord one more hand clap of praise. Praise God. God bless you and thanks for being here.